Listener Production. The rescue mission continues this morning for stranded whales near Macquarie Harbour. Showers today, we're heading to a top of 18 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello and this is your Hobart Local News. 32 stranded whales are swimming again after more than 200 were beached near Macquarie Harbour. Around 230 mammals were found washed ashore just south of Strawn on Wednesday. Marine biologist Sam Thalman says the challenging environment is making it hard for the animals to survive.
We have a 3 to 4 metre swell at the moment, and so there's a large amount of pounding surf. We can't get the whales out through that.
The rescue mission continues today at first light to save the remaining three still believed to be alive. And marine biologist and operations manager Dr. Chris Carlyon says it's hard to predict when this will happen again.
As far as predictions go, really difficult to predict when these animals. So essentially, if they're going to strand, they need to be drawn into the coast for some reason.
Candidates running for a position on Hobart City Council being asked to outline their stance publicly on the future protections of Mount Wellington. The Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre has written to each of them to understand their views for long-term management and ongoing protection of the mountain. The campaign coordinator, Nala Mansell, says it's important people know who they're voting for and why.
To find out if they are supportive of an Aboriginal person being represented as part of the Management Park Trust, and just to find out if they support us in our quest to ensure that the mountain is protected from a cable car.
Each candidate's response to the survey will be published on the TAC's social media. There are some changes coming into effect for the state's COVID testing sites as the number of infections drop. PCR clinics will switch to a walk-in model from this weekend. The latest data for this week showed that there was 1,030 cases recorded statewide. Businesses in every state and territory except Victoria are expecting a couple of sickies today. It's off the back of a public holiday yesterday for the National Day of Mourning, falling on a Thursday, with New South Wales school holidays also kicking off Monday. Andrew McKellar from the Australian Business Chamber says they don't expect as many to be on deck, but at least put in leave the correct way.
That's certainly a risk that I think business is concerned about. I think all we can advise here is that people do the right thing. If you're going to take Friday off, then do so in consultation with your employer and best to put in a leave form if it's not already a public holiday.
And some bad news for your grand final party plans. Despite the glimpse of spring we saw across Tassie earlier in the week, this weekend is going to be a wet one. Showers that hit the state late yesterday will continue through until Sunday. Tasmania started off the NBL season with a bang, a 19-point win over the Cairns Taipans in a pre-season match overnight. It was our first glimpse at the new team ahead of the season opener on October 1 at home, and Jack McVay was on a roll.
Program on both sides. McVay, he's picking up where he left off in that first half. Doyle slashes inside. McVay in the corner.
And Logan McDonald is the unlucky story for Sydney, with the forward dropped after a quiet prelim against the Pies.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.